Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In local news, Calypso enthusiast Pat Aaron says he did not do it. From the region, first Caribbean national test positive for Ebola, and internationally, Ferguson shooting, Michael Brown ruling denounced as unfair. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Free Christmas bargains at Springfield Trading Limited. Yes, it's back again. Springfield Trading Limited brings you another super savings Saturday. This Saturday, 29th November, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., get super deals, discounts, and reduced prices on cleaning supplies, toilet paper, canned foods, diapers, cooking oil, and so much more. Yes! It's a super savings Saturday at Springfield Trading Limited. Call 448-2340 or visit us on Goodwill Road in Roseau.
Black Friday deals continue at Quartz. Get great deals of up to 50% off across the store on credit purchases 24 months and over. And even better, you pay absolutely nothing until February 2015. Deals on all week long from Monday 24th to Thursday 27th November. But hurry, as they're selling out quickly. Quartz Black Friday deals. Get them now. Quartz, bringing value home.
And welcome back to this evening's news. Calypso enthusiast and writer Pat Aaron has dismissed suggestions that he is the brain behind the Facebook alias Patricia Angle. In recent days, Facebook user alias Patricia Angle has issued a wordy letter to gospel artist Donnie McLaughlin, urging him to reconsider a performance in Dominica. It also states that Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has been involved in several corruption allegations and that he, Skerrit, is using the U to boost his ego. But in an interview with Dominica Vibes News, senior counsel Anthony Astafan condemned the move by Facebook Patricia Angle, describing it as an attempt to bring the country into an international dispute. As the fan says, it is an attempt by the UWP to destroy the country's good name, alluding that the Calypso writer may be behind the one being behind it. However, Aaron says he is not moved by Estefan's comments, hinting that the senior counsel is notorious for jumping the gun.
Yeah, Don McLaughlin. It's not an artist I know about, but I was reading that Tony Estefan said I was the one who contacted that artist, because the name of the person who apparently contacted the artist had the same initials, PA, I think Patricia something, with Alston or whatever. So, but like knowing Tony Astafan, what he's good for is jumping ahead and shooting up his mouth without thinking. I remember Tony Astafan ran out and sold out his present boss at the death of Pierre Charles. He ran ahead and to take the blame off himself, he ran ahead and shoot off blaming his present boss. I remember he also ran ahead and brought his suspect to the police in the Juan Emmanuel firebombing. I remember that same firebombing, he ran ahead and said there was no vehicle at the scene. I also remember he sold out the cover-up of the Susan Oldie Money saga. He also leaked classified IPO information without even knowing it. So he's a guy who just runs his mouth because he thinks he's smart. And actually, he's not very smart at all. I think all his colleagues are smarter than he is.
Aaron says he is known for speaking his mind and there is no need to hide behind a pen name.
And if he thinks that, first of all, Pat Aaron, when I say something, I mention my name. I don't do anything in anonymity. I don't need a pseudonym. So when I talk, I want them to know it's me. When I show myself, I want them to know it's me. So if I had contacted Donnie McLaughlin or whatever his name is, then you would see my name there. There would be no pseudonym. Understand? But like I always say, Tony Estefan is a guy. He just runs his mouth. schizomorphic, quicker than his brain and every other part of his body. That is why he always puts himself in trouble and puts the people around him in trouble by just running his mouth. If I write something, I put my name. If I talk on the radio, I say my name. I did not do it, and not that, like, if I'd done it, I wouldn't defend that I do it. Like I said, my name would be there. Nothing Tony does really, really bothers me, you know?
Calypso enthusiast and writer Pat Aaron. Parliamentary representative for St. Joseph, Kelvar Daru, has said that a bypass between St. Joseph and Layou will be constructed in a new term for the Dominica Labour Party, DLP. Daru, who was speaking at a recent DLP rally, says the bypass will include sea defence and beautification work and will be named after local musician legend Jeff Joe. He says Jeff Joe has not only served the St. Joseph community well, but he has also made a sterling contribution to Dominica and the region.
We have spoken about it for a very long time, and in this term, we will see the St. Joseph to Layou bypass to include the sea defense and beautification works become a reality. And let me say that as the PAL rep, this bypass will be renamed in honor of our late hero, Jeff Joseph of St. Joe. Because Jeff Joe has served not only St. Joseph, but he has served Dominica well, and he has served the region well. And here in St. Joseph, we need to ensure that we have a remarkable feat to remember the work that Jeff Joe has done here in this community.
According to Daru, if given a next term, the two new bridges will be installed to the farm access roads in Bells.
In Bells, we will install two new bridges to the farm access roads so that the farmers of Bells can have proper roads to their farms. And I have been advised that the Ministry of Public Works has already negotiated for these two new bridges to be installed in Bells. An early childhood center will be constructed at the Bells Primary School to ensure that the young children of Bells can have the opportunity to earn an education. We will also explore a resource center for Mero, working together with the Mero Improvement Committee. Village expansion will be looked at for St. Joseph and Bells, where we will make more lands available and we will sell the lots to you at subsidized rates.
Parliamentary representative for St. Joseph, Kelvar Daru. In more news this evening, the Ministry of Education is this week observing Boys Awareness Week under the theme Promoting Male Achievement. Several schools in the Western District will join in celebration through a district rally carded for St. Joseph on Wednesday, November 26, 2014. Principal of the Caleb John Lerat Primary School, Francis John Lewis, says the highlight of the rally will be the recognition of boys who have excelled in various areas. He says it is hoped that the rally will also help to empower and enlighten boys towards raising their standards.
The rally will begin with a march through the village where the schools will gather at the Caleb John Lower Primary School. At the gathering, several community leaders will be addressing the boys present. The highlight of the rally will be the recognition of boys who have excelled in various areas, including academic achievement and sport. It is anticipated that the rally will help to empower and enlighten boys towards raising their standards academically and otherwise. The schools.
Meanwhile, John Lewis says although boys' awareness is celebrated annually, the Ministry of Education has expressed concern over it not receiving much recognition.
The schools, primary schools and secondary schools, we are required as part of the week to highlight the reality that we need to do more to ensure that our males, firstly, that they become aware of the threat that they face, and two, to take steps to engage them in activities to empower them and to have them to push towards raising their standards academically.
Principal of the Caleb John Lerat Primary School, Francis John Lewis. Castle Comfort Dominica has been chosen as the next stop for Ireland MMTS, a relatively new annual talent scout event handcrafted to bring international attention to the talent of the in the Caribbean market, dubbed Music Model and Talent Showcase of the Islands MMTS. Aspiring to greater heights, Dominica is set to hold auditions for the Caribbean's top talent search for models, actors, singers, music producers, singing groups and songwriters on Saturday, November 29, 2014 at the Anchorage Hotel, Whale Watch and Dive Center from 11 a.m. MMTS has previously held successful auditions in Trinidad and Tobago, Belize, Suriname, Anguilla, as well as several islands in the Bahamas, including Abaco, New Providence, and Grand Bahama. Dominica's regional director to MMTS Hospitality, Wellness, and Tourism Professional, Carla Armo, will handle the auditions, interviews, and forging partnerships with local businesses interested in helping local actors, models, singers, songwriters, and music producers go global. This one-of-a-kind regional event is the only modeling and talent showcase in the world specifically targeting the Caribbean market. Ireland MMTS is the brainchild of Pia T. Glover Roll at the helm of the top Bahamian firm PTG Marketing and Modeling Agency, which has a proven track record for success in modeling, talent development and placement in the industry, both locally and internationally. Ireland MMTS is poised to bring approximately 1,500 stopover visitors to the Bahamas for the inaugural week-long conference scheduled for July 13th to 19th, 2015, and will be held in Nassau, Bahamas. All interested are encouraged to register online at www.islandmmts.com. Just less than 2 weeks away from the next general election, and the United Workers Party says it will not take what appears to be an unwillingness to act on the part of the Electoral Commission lightly. The body responsible for facilitating free and fair elections here has come under much pressure from the opposition and members of the public for failing to do their job effectively. UWP leader Lennox Linton says his party has continuously called for certain reforms to be implemented ahead of the December 8th election, particularly sanitization of the voters' list, a list which, if not thoroughly cleansed, could open the system to fraud and manipulation. With Election Day dawning closer, Linton says the UWP has provided adequate information and education to the people of Dominica, and they will continue to defend against the threat to free and fair elections here.
We have spoken about it. We think we have provided adequate information, education to the people of Dominica, so that they clearly understand what is happening and they clearly understand the extent to which they have been let down by an agency that has been given full constitutional responsibility to safeguard, to ensure that we have free and fair elections as the backbone of this democracy. They have refused to do anything about it. And so it falls to us now, as the third party contesting the election, one of the parties contesting the election, to ensure that fraud and manipulation does not defeat the people's will for change. That falls now to us as a responsibility, and it means a number of things.
UWP political leader Lennox Linton. And that's our local news this evening in news from the region. A Cuban doctor on the front lines of the battle against Ebola in Sierra Leone has tested positive for the virus, becoming the first Caribbean national known to have contracted the deadly disease. Dr. Felix Baez, a specialist in internal medicine, is one of 165 Cuban medical professionals who have been treating Ebola patients in Sierra Leone since early October. The doctors and nurses stationed in Sierra Leone are part of a Cuban contingent of 256 medical volunteers deployed in West Africa to help combat the world's worst ever Ebola outbreak that has so far claimed the lives of well over 5,000 people. Another 53 Cuban medical professionals are stationed in Liberia, while 38 are currently serving in Guinea. A further 205 Cuban medics have completed training in preparation for deployment to the West African countries worst hit by the killer virus. Dr. Baez, the first of the Cuban contingent to contract the disease, had a fever on Sunday and tested positive on Monday after being taken to Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, according to Cuba's official website, CubaDate. which is citing a health ministry statement. The 43-year-old doctor has not shown complications and is stable, the statement said. Dr. Bayers, who was being treated at a Red Cross center near Freetown, was reportedly scheduled to be flown to Geneva for further treatment. Cuba's rapid and generous response to the killer epidemic in West Africa has been lauded internationally as more substantial than contributions from many wealthy countries. Among those praising Cuba has been its long-standing foes in Washington. And internationally, lawyers for the family of U.S. teenager Michael Brown have denounced the process that cleared the police officer who killed the 18-year-old as unfair. Attorney Benjamin Crump said the process was broken, and a day after a grand jury opted not to send white police officer Daniel Wilson to trial. Mr. Brown was killed on August 9th in Ferguson, Missouri, sparking unrest. A police chief said that followed Monday's verdict, worse than any the St. Louis suburb had seen. More than 80 people were arrested amid riots across several areas of St. Louis. 61 of those arrests were in Ferguson, with charges including burglary and trespassing. Civil rights leader Al Sharpton, who attended a news conference with Mr. Brown's family, criticized the prosecutor's decision to announce the verdict late at night on Monday, saying it was irresponsible. Mr. Sharpton said the jury had broken our hearts, but he vowed to continue to fight for the new level of accountability for police in this country. Violent protests were not in the spirit of Michael Brown, Mr. Sharpton added, saying the young man would not be remembered for the ashes of buildings burning in Ferguson. Instead, he said, Mr. Brown's family would push for new legislation to protect citizens and support a Michael Brown law that required all police officers to wear body video cameras. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup. But first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news this evening, Calypso enthusiast Pat Aaron says he did not do it. From the region, first Caribbean national test positive for Ebola. And internationally, Ferguson shooting, Michael Brown ruling denounced as unfair. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website, www.q95da.com, to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.